A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Tes, Baba Metzia 9b, pagination is 18, starting from just below midway on the page, Masnisin in the beginning of a line. Hayarochiv al gabe behema, one person is riding on an animal, v'ro'es ha-metzia, and he sees an ownerless object, an opportunity. And he says to his friend, Tineli, get it for me. Just to appreciate the case, the person riding on the animal might actually have a better visual of the area. On the other hand, he's at a disadvantage that he's not able to physically pick it up. He's out of range. So he needs the other person to go ahead and pick it up. And he says, Tineli, give it to me. Notla. So the person walking took it, va'amar, and he said, Ani zachisiba, I acquired it for myself. Zachaba, the halacha is that the person who was walking, who picked it up, is allowed to keep it, because he was kone it for himself. He didn't listen to you. He took it for himself. Imishanosna lo, amar, ani zachisiba, tachila. But if he already gave it to the person who's riding, and then he says, it was already mine, I already picked it up. Lo amar klum, that's meaningless, because he already gave it over. And as the Sma comments in Simon Reish Samech Tes, even if he did acquire it for himself, he already gave it over, and it results in a gift to the person who's writing. The Gemara on the facing page, Yud Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, we're probably about 25 or 30 lines from the bottom, tells us, Omer Abchia Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hamagbia Metzia LaChavero Kana Chavero. A person who lifts something up for his friend, indeed acquires it on behalf of his friend. You'll recall in a previous session, we said this is a bit of a debate. Rava offered a dissenting opinion to this, but the ruling that we're being given is you can acquire it for someone else. V'imtoma mishnah seinu, and if you'll ask me, hey, what about our mishnah? Our mishnah said that the person picked it up and then says, it's my own. And he doesn't have to give it over. Why would that be? If he picked it up for the other person, so then it belongs to the rider. Answers the Gemara, de Omar Tenei. You have to pay attention carefully to what the person said. The person said, give it to me. Velo Omar Zakeli. He never said, acquire it for me. And that makes all the difference. Because, apparently, had he said, Zakeli, acquire it for me, and the walker did not make any comment, but simply acted upon the directive, then it would indeed belong to the person who's riding. However, since the person who's riding only said, Tineli, give it to me, so then the walker's picking it up, he was never directed to acquire it for this other person. And therefore, when he claims he acquired it for himself, he's believed. Let's think this through. That means that if the person would have said, Zakeli, acquire it for me, the Gemara's position in understanding this Mishnah is that if the walker acted upon that directive, indeed, it would belong to the rider. And if he wants to pick it up for himself, after the rider pointed out that it exists, he would have to say, no, I'm picking it up for myself. But if he acts on the directive, it's like consent. It's like saying, amen, yes, I'll do as you said. And therefore, it would belong to the rider. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samech Tes Se'if Vav, we find indeed Hayerochav el gabe behema, a person is riding, v'ro'as ha-metzia, and he sees this opportunity, the object, v'oma lachavero, and he says, zakeli baze, acquire it for me, kevin she'igbia lo kana ha-rochev, once the person picked it up, it belongs to the rider, afapi she'lo igia liyado, even though it didn't reach his hand yet, and the Rama points out, just to emphasize, ve'ena magbia ne'emon lomar l'tzarchi higbate. And the person who was walking, who actually lifted it up, is not believed to say, I acted for myself when I acquired it. Afilu ba'oda biyado, even while it's still in his hands. And that's as the Gemara explained, because if you said zakei, and the person acted and did not say something to negate the flow of the agreement, then it's assumed that he's acting upon the stated agreement and he acquired it for the rider. Vim omale teneli, however, if he would have said, give it to me, as was the original case in the Mishnah, v'natla, the person took it, v'omar ani zochisiba, and he says, I acquired it for myself, zocha bo hanotel, then indeed the person walking acquires it for himself. The emishanasna l'rochev, once he gave it over to the rider, he says, ani zochisiba, I acquired it for myself, lo omar klum, that's meaningless, as we mentioned from the sma, because even if he did have that intent, but at this point giving it over to the rider is like a matana, it's like a gift, and he no longer can claim it for himself. Now this paradigm, if you will, this original statement in case law, has a tremendous ramification well beyond opportunities, a lost find that a person can get. The Rama says, Reuven Amar l'Shimon, if one person says to his friend, Kinei lanu biyachad schora polonis, let's buy together certain merchandise, we'll be partners. V'olach Shimon v'kana, and the person acted upon that stated agreement and bought the merchandise. V'achakach Amar d'kana le'atzmo, and now he's saying, I bought it for myself, what are you talking about? We're not partners, I bought it for myself. Yesh omrim, indeed, there are those who make the comparison from this Mishnah and say, Tzorach lachlokim Reuven, you have to consider yourselves partners. Tavalekim agbiya metzia lachaveiro, because it's like lifting the item for your friend, which the Gemara elaborated and said, had the statement been zakei, acquire it, if there was a stated agreement, then when a person acts following a stated agreement, it's assumed that he's following the stated agreement, unless he says something to negate it. And therefore, in this case as well, they would become partners, according to this view, and the Rama presents it as a continuation of our sugya, which started off with the lost object. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.